All right, let's go to our guest here. I'm so fascinated by starting your own business. We've talked to so many people who have done so, but you don't always expect to make a lot of money from the get-go, unless you do one of these things. Jennifer Ortakalis-Dawkins joins us now from Insider. Jennifer, thanks for coming on the program with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so yes, I mean, so many people started businesses, but they don't expect it to be profitable or make some money right away. You've got six of them that maybe can do that, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So we've had more than 10 million Americans starting businesses in the last 2 years, according to Census Bureau data. And so a lot of those people are starting smaller businesses that can be started from home, virtually, online. And some of these ideas are kind of a little unique and a little different. Maybe people haven't heard of them before, but they're gaining some popularity on social media too.
And I see this one guy, Marcus Graham. He started with $10,000 in savings, which isn't nothing, but a lot of people may be able to start a business with that. What is his business that's making money?
Yeah, so he operates vending machines, and he does this in four different states. He's actually been able to generate more than six figures in revenue, and he has just installed, you know, one by one vending machines in different areas, locations that are highly trafficked and, you know, open. Usually these are businesses that have long hours, so workers are looking for snacks and drinks during their day, and then he just restocks them throughout the week and is able to generate quite a bit of revenue that way.
That's awesome. I've heard of flipping houses, but what does Chelsea Clark flip?
So she flips websites, which is also pretty interesting because she started out with blogs, you know, just writing blogs about different niche topics, whether that's pets or travel or real estate. And then she bulks up the SEO value to that so that when, you know, someone's searching Google, they'll find her blog, which is then can generate revenue through affiliate links. That revenue she can flip into a profitable business that she can then sell to someone else.
That's amazing. You talk to the owner of the Tiny Tassel. Tell us about this business that earned over six figures in sales pretty quickly.
Yeah, so she had a really fun story. Her name is Mimi Striplin. She owns a Tiny Tassel in Charleston, South Carolina. She actually has a retail store where she sells a lot of really cool earrings and accessories, bags, that kind of thing. But she really found some traction by selling on Instagram and Facebook live shows. And so she's kind of tapping into this live streaming trend that we're seeing in e-commerce. And she's able to just generate a lot of sales through talking to people live on these shows.
Oh, so she like hosts her own show. She talks about the products and people either buy it right there or they follow the link to buy it afterwards.
That's right.
Wow. I never thought about doing that. So your own, what's the shopping channel? I don't know, but it's like your own one of those. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I like that idea. Okay, let's talk about someone who, you know, sometimes people start their own businesses because they've lost their gigs. Turns out it worked out pretty well for Evan Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he is a freelancer on Upwork, and he primarily creates pitch decks for startup founders. So, you know, we hear a lot about the pitch decks that many startups like, you know, Uber and Airbnb use to start and launch their businesses. But we don't really hear about the people who actually create them. And sometimes it's not always the founders. You know, sometimes the founders do put all that work into it, but other times they'll hire someone like Evan. And he's actually been able to make over $1 million in payments from Upwork.
I know not everyone's going to be able to do that right away, but this is certainly some inspiring ideas. If you don't like camping, I know a lot of people like glamping. That has caught on. And one young man decided to start his own business out of glamping.
Yeah, this one was really fun too. So I talked to Kenny Young, and he created a glamping business where he just sets up a tent, whether it's in your home, indoors, or outside in your yard. And it can be for just like a fun family get together and gathering or with your kids, or it can be for birthday parties and even some weddings. And so he's able to kind of deliver these fun at-home camping experiences to people's backyards in Arizona and Minnesota.
We're almost out of time, Jennifer. I know virtual assistants on there too. Of those six, is there like a common thread that you think ties them all together? Is it just that it's something that people know a lot about and found a way to twist it into a business?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the biggest thread is finding what you're really good at and seeing if you can use that digitally, you know, online, tapping into resources that are becoming more popular, like, you know, platforms like Upwork, for example, or, you know, what people are talking about on Instagram and TikTok, really tapping into those conversations and using your strengths as a service to, yeah, make money off of what you're great at.
Yeah, it's interesting. You often say start a business because you identify a need. Maybe it's identifying a popular conversation. What are people talking about? And building to that. Jennifer, you gave us a lot to think on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
That's interesting stuff.